Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. America and all our ships at sea. It's time for the Brem Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude. Brem Sports Line brought to you by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, and Classic Care Cleaners, making sure you look great in everything they do. Tonight on the Brenham Sports Line, it's our year-end spectacular. Tonight on the Brenham Sports Line. Props going out to Heine Minush and his all-star band, and as always in studio with us, our Sportsline mascot, Mookie the Rabid Badger, as we bring you another evening of the Brenham Sportsline. Mookie's particularly wound up tonight. Don't get near the cage, folks. Keep your fingers and toes away from the cage. Because Mookie's wound up. It's our year-end sports spectacular here on the Brenham Sports Line. And, of course, you can't have a spectacular without spectacular guests. But we had to settle for Coach Van Hook.
I'm the JV, Doc.
Coach, you're the man.
No,
you are the man. We only call you when we know.
Yeah, there's the exact point. You call me when one of your people out there in Radio Land, when the A-listers can't make it, he calls the JV, calls the scrubs in, Van Hook.
We call you when the A-listers can't make it because you are the only name on the A-plus list. You're the only name on the A-plus list, Coach.
No, not so fast, my friend.
Absolutely.
By the way, I know why Mookie the Rabid Badger is so frenzied. Yeah. Because this is a year-end review and it's a new year. Why didn't you do it last week?
That's it. Well,
have you checked your calendar? January 2nd.
But it's just the review. So he says we look back. We couldn't look back because it was still in progress.
Okay, Doc.
You know why Mookie's particularly wound up?
Why is that?
Wisconsin 24, Western Michigan 16, final from the Cotton Bowl this afternoon.
The Wisconsin Badges. That's right, the Wisconsin Badges.
The Badges. Yeah. So he's particularly wind up about that.
I watched a little bit of that first part of that game. It was a little closer than I thought.
Yeah. I got to tell you one thing, though. J.J. Watt's brother's got to eat a little bit more if he wants to catch up with his big brother.
Who's that?
Oh, J.J.'s brother.
Yeah.
His brother looks like he's about half the size of J.J.
Yeah, well.
He's a little more finesse guy.
Yeah, he have to be if you're not that big.
Yeah. So that's why Mookie's particularly excited today.
I'll buy into that. Or you haven't fed him in a while.
You're supposed to feed him?
You think?
You might want to stay away from that cage.
Yeah, no, I have. I've tiptoed around it.
No kidding.
He didn't see me when I came in.
Oh, man. You're lucky.
Yeah.
Of course, this is Sports Talk with a Local Attitude, and we're going to talk a little bit of national sports, a little bit of local sports. We're going to take a look back at the year in review, some of the things that happened in the big wide world of sports. Okay. And, of course, you were involved in some of the big stories that we had this year in sports.
We'll talk about that a little later.
Okay. And we'll count down our biggest nationwide sports stories, our biggest local sports stories, and Sports Person of the Year.
Oh, okay.
Sports Person of the Year. And let's kick it off with the national moments, the big national. And I kind of came up with a dozen, what I thought, you know, kind of a countdown, a menage a dozen.
Okay. I'm going to have to Google that. Go ahead.
of the biggest nationwide sports stories. Number 12 right off the bat, Coach. I know you're this was probably number one on your list, but it's number 12 on mine. Leicester City wins the English Premier League Soccer Championship.
It wouldn't even have made my list, but go ahead.
Now, the reason Leicester City made it to number 12 on my dozen biggest moments in sports this year.
I'm all ears.
They were a 5,000-to-1 shot before the season started. Wow. If you had gone to Vegas and put like $10 on them, you would have won $50,000 at the end of the year.
Wow.
They were a this is the ultimate. This is like this is even bigger than as far as scopes of upsets. The U.S. winning the gold in hockey in 80. I mean, this is even bigger than that. I mean, 50. They were 5,000-to-1.
Yeah. That's a great. I absolutely have to depend on your word and your knowledge of the soccer sports world.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, the English Premier League. You know, okay. it's a big deal over there.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's their football.
Yeah. Number 11. Probably one of the greatest weekends of watching golf. Henrik Stenson defeating Phil Mickelson to win the British Open. 20 under par. That was Saturday and Sunday, two of the best days of two-man golf I've ever seen.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I remember watching it.
Those two were, I mean, it was a war between those two. Mm-hmm. It was like the whole rest of the field, forget about it.
Yeah. And they were watching.
Yeah. 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 It's like everybody else was just, the other guys were like, so how are Phil and Henrik doing?
Yeah.
You know, it was awesome.
I just made a birdie. Who cares? How's Phil doing?
It was shot after shot after shot was just incredible. Every time Phil would just stick it in there, Stenson would just bang either as close, if not closer.
Yeah, yeah. It was really good golf, and a lot of people gripe that golf's not any fun to watch on TV, but this really was.
Oh, it was great golf. Yeah. I mean, it was great theater. Number ten. We're in your ballpark for this one, Coach. Okay. Max Scherzer. 20 Ks against the Detroit Tigers for the Senators back on May 11th.
Yeah.
Pitching against his old team, Max Scherzer struck out 20. And, you know, you being a baseball guy, does the average fan understand what an incredible feat striking out 20 batters in a ball game is?
No, they don't. I actually was at a game when Roger Clemens struck out 20 in a playoff game against Seattle back in whatever year it was, and it was just, it's unbelievable. I mean, that means there's only 7 batters to even put the bat on the ball, at least in fair territory to make an out.
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy.
That just... I mean,
it's sick. It's stupid.
and
it's
really,
wicked good.
It is. And what's really cool is when you've got a guy... Like, well, you know, when you saw Clemens do it, when you see a guy like Scherzer do it, when you see a guy Scherzer is one of the tops in the game. When his stuff is working, when he's got his stuff working to strike out 20, to be able to watch that has got to be just a magic.
Yeah, it is. It's just, you know, it's just. Again, the casual fan doesn't understand. And I was in the stands when Clemens struck out. I think it was 20, tied a playoff record. And it's just, and now he was doing it to us, and yet it's still, I was almost cheering for him because that's how hard it is to do, and that's how good he was that day. Mm-hmm. You know, just filthy, filthy.
Yeah, and you get it. I'm wondering what hitters are thinking as they're going up there, and it's just like, can I even get a bat on one of these pitches?
Yeah, well, no, they're hoping they get pinch hit for it. They're hoping. When a guy's got that kind of stuff and he's on like that, and as the game progresses, and by the fifth inning, you know you have no shot. They're probably going, I can't skip up all the hammy. Can I sit this one out, you know, the rest of this one out? But no, you can't. You got to play.
In the years you've been coaching, have you witnessed pitchers, you know, that you've either coached or coached against that have had days like that, where maybe not 20 strikeouts,
but when you're at Blinn, we went down and played Wharton on a Wednesday night, and we struck out 17 times in a 9-inning game against a left-hander named Jason Duke from Cal Allen, who was throwing about 82 miles an hour. We were just flipping a little changeup up there, and we were chasing it in the dirt. And we had monsters that could just hit bombs, and we were swinging for it over left his hand. And I calmly and coolly took myself back to the bus.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
That's a first.
I think that's where I turned the leaf over and became such a better coach. Or maybe that's why I got out of it. I can't remember. But anyway, yes, that's the only time that, and I'm not sure I've ever had a guy that struck out that many, but it's when a pitcher gets on a roll like that and the hitters are, you know, then they start guessing and it's over.
I was going to say that the one comparable thing that I witnessed, Brenham and Little Cypress Mauriceville in the playoffs, and it was actually down at Lamar. Mm-hmm. It was like their home game of the best two out of three series. Yeah. Brandon Rosnowski struck out, I believe, 15 in a 7-inning game.
Yeah,
struck out 15. He did it. And I believe out of the 15 strikeouts, just off the top of my head, I believe 11 of them were swinging at third strikes in the dirt. And it wasn't just Brandon, but it was also Brett Logan behind the plate kept everything in front of him. I mean, they were balls. That breaking ball was hitting right behind home plate, and he was catching everything.
Yeah, they were
it was a great performance by both Brandon and Brett that night.
Yeah. Well, yeah, when you're throwing the dirt shot, somebody can block them. So no doubt. Yeah.
So that's the only thing I've ever seen close to. But this, I mean, Max Scherzer's 20 strikeouts in a big league ball game. You strike out 20 big league batters in one ball game. That's
phenomenal.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
All right, that's number 10. Number 9 on our list of great sports moments of 2016. Going down to Rio. Down to Rio. Aye. Michael Phelps, or as I spelled it right here on my page, Michael Phelps. 5 gold medals. Katie Ledecky, 4 golds at the Olympic Games. Remarkable, remarkable performance by those two.
Yeah.
And the whole American team was unbelievable in the pool at the Olympics in Rio, but especially Michael Phelps and Katie Ledecky.
Yeah. How was Phelps after... But how old is he?
Old by swimmer standards.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't have how old he is, but yeah, that was incredible.
Yeah, absolutely. and what a performance by Phelps and Katie Ledecky. She was incredible.
I'm sorry, I don't remember much about Katie Ledecky's performance. I just remember Phelps.
I remember in the I believe it was the 500 freestyle, which is long. I mean, the 500. Free, I believe, is 10 lengths of the pool.
Yeah.
She won by over a full length of the pool. The others were making the turn when she finished. That's how dominant she was.
Kidding. Wow.
Number 8, this is going to leave a bad taste in my mouth. This just hurts to say this. I need Lavoris. I need something to wash out my mouth when I say at number 8, the Dallas Cowboys go 13-3.
And it was they weren't supposed to.
With a rookie quarterback and a rookie running back.
Yeah. Yeah.
And also, they go 13-3. The Patriots go 14-2. Two heavy, heavy favorites to meet in the Super Bowl, which means probably neither one will get there.
I would say more New England than Dallas. And there's a lot of people that believe that Dallas is set up not to get there.
I think that two things can happen to keep Dallas from getting there. Number one is they're counting on a rookie quarterback and a rookie running back, and you don't know how they're going to react on center stage. But also, Green Bay looks really good right now.
Who?
Green Bay looks good right now.
Yeah.
And I don't know if Dallas wants any part of Green Bay.
Yeah. Yeah, that and the defense holding up against a really good offense. And you know, one bad game by Dak, and he had a bad game against the Giants one a couple of weeks ago, but he rebounded with a good game against Detroit.
Yeah.
And so, you know, there's some question marks there, but How good was that Tony Romo comes in and throws a touchdown pass?
That was funny.
That was beautiful.
That was you know, because it's funny because, you know, all the Tony Romo haters are just like, oh, that's the last thing we need.
Yeah, exactly.
Because now if Dak has like a bad quarter, oh, Got to put Romo in. Yeah. Got to put Romo in.
Stupid. Crazy.
Yeah. And of course, the Patriots, 14-2 in a season where their first four games they didn't have Tom Brady.
Yeah, and, you know, there are a lot of people holding that against him for the MVP vote.
Yeah, and you know what?
Which is stupid.
They're idiots. People who vote that way are idiots because it's, you know.
I mean, he's done what he's done.
Yeah.
And I guess the flavor of the month right now is Aaron Rodgers for the MVP.
Yeah, although a lot of talk is Matt Ryan.
Yeah.
A lot of talk is Matty Ice.
Yeah.
And he had an outstanding season for them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tom Brady, they're also talking about another guy that missed a few ball games, Le'Veon Bell from Pittsburgh. Turn him loose and he's just, he had some dominating games for Pittsburgh. And I think it's a lot of talk about Ezekiel Elliott and Dak Prescott, but the thing is, I think they might cancel each other out.
Yeah, and I hear the argument against Ezekiel is the fact that he's running behind the best offensive line in the whole league, and other guys could do the same thing he's doing. But that's the same argument that makes me mad about when they talk about Brady, that, it's not Brady, it's the system, it's the team, da-da-da-da. He's still putting up phenomenal numbers. Come on.
Yeah. So, I'm not going to say who I'd vote for because I'd be called a homer.
I think we all know who you'd vote for.
Yeah. Number seven, overcoming a 3-1 deficit to win the NBA championship and lift the spirits of an entire city, the Cleveland Cavaliers. That city needed a boost.
And this is number what?
This is number seven.
Wow.
The Cavaliers.
I thought it'd be way higher than that.
It probably should be. When I was doing this list, it was kind of like hurried a little bit, Cleveland winning the NBA championship. And doing it against Golden State, who had won 77 games this year.
Yeah, coming back from the 3-1 deficit and the way they did it and the shot, I'll never forget. I was sitting with Clay at a Buffalo Wild Wings in Waco before a tournament this fall
in the spring.
And LeBron blocked that shot. Just incredible.
When he just came out of nowhere.
Yeah. But, I mean, he came from the backcourt where he easily could have just dogged it, and he didn't. And that, to me, was a great lesson for all young basketball players.
Absolutely. Yeah. Number six, although I would definitely flip-flop this with number seven, Alabama beating Clemson in one of the great championship college football games. It came right down to the wire. It was, Alabama wins the title again. Another championship for Nick Saban.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah.
Number six, keeping it in college sports. This isn't your ballpark, but Villanova, Chris Jenkins hits a three-pointer at the buzzer, and Villanova beats North Carolina for the NCAA basketball championship 77-74. I mean, it's what every kid dreams of.
Yeah,
it's the home run in the bottom of the ninth with two outs. It's the touchdown with the clock running out. It's a three pointer at the buzzer to win the national championship. It doesn't get any bigger and better than that.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
And especially Villanova beating the perennial powerhouse North Carolina.
Big kid on the block.
Yeah. Nova, my Big East boys, my Big East boys.
Stop it.
All right, number four, here you go, Coach. Your guy, Coach Koobs. The Denver Broncos, Peyton Manning, win the Super Bowl 50. You're wearing your Broncos shirt.
I'm wearing them in honor of Coach Koob, who just hung it up.
And, what are you going to do now for that one weekend a year?
There's other options. We won't get our field passes, but... I don't know. I've got a.
Well, he gets if he winds up with some kind of a ceremonial position in the front office, you might be able to actually sit in the owner's box or something one of these days.
I'm just wondering if he's going to take an administrative position. As a matter of fact, something around the internet said they a lot of people think he's left the door open. He didn't say he'd never coach
him. Okay.
But I don't think he will.
Yeah.
He's made enough money. He didn't have to work again the rest of his life. But I think he could very easily. I wouldn't be shocked to see him, you know, just move straight into the front office with Denver.
And to see really three people that people root for, Coach Kubiak, Peyton Manning. I don't know anybody that doesn't like Peyton Manning, and Von Miller. Everybody seems to like Von Miller. Everybody likes him because, in addition to being just a bad dude, he's a nice guy.
Yeah,
these are nice guys, and they won a Super Bowl. And I think I don't know too many people. I was rooting, of course, for Carolina because of our work with, you know, with Blinn, with Cam Newton. So I was rooting for Carolina, but I sure wasn't disappointed to see the Broncos win the Super Bowl.
No, he's genuinely an unbelievable guy. He stopped, talked to us after the game. We saw this year when Denver was in New Orleans, took time to come over and talk to us. I mean, he spent 10, 15 minutes with us, you know, waiting on the team bus. So he, great guy.
All right, and that was number four. Number three, and going back to your favorite sport, basketball, I don't know if we're ever going to see the likes of something like this again, but the Connecticut women won their fourth straight NCAA women's basketball championship. The ninth time in the last 13 years they've won the NCAA title, but four in a row. They beat Syracuse in the national championship game 82-51.
Wow.
They didn't win an NCAA tournament game by less than 20 points.
Gino's got it going, doesn't he?
I mean, it's amazing.
Isn't that who it is? Gino Auriemma.
Gino Auriemma.
Yeah.
And it's mind-boggling. Four straight, in this day and time, I mean, you look back at when UCLA did that on the men's side.
And never done
But they
again.
Did it in an era
never
when
again.
Yeah, all the great players wanted to go or went to UCLA.
Right.
Connecticut's doing it in an era when, recruiting-wise, players are going all over the country. And yet, Connecticut has won nine national championships in, I believe it's 15 years or something like that.
Yeah, well.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's. I don't think you'll see, other than them, you don't see that many dynasties anymore with teams making runs like that because there's so much parity, and that's what people want. They want they want the wealth spread around. They want to see different teams win.
And that's a great recruiting tool in that people are saying now, yeah, but don't you want to come here because we're the team that's going to beat them. We're the team, you play with us. We can beat them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. Speaking of dominance, speaking of winning streaks, number two, Usain Lightning Bolt. the sweep, the 100, the 200, and the 4x1 relay for the third Olympics in a row. That's nine races, three Olympics, nine gold medals. Yeah. For Lightning Bolt.
Yeah, the Bolt.
And
when you watch him run, it's not even close.
And the thing is, he looks
like the men against
so
the boys.
Effortless.
It's like the men against the boys. I mean, effortless, exactly. I mean, he looks like, and the first half of the race, you'll think, oh, so this guy's got a shot. And then all of a sudden, it's pew.
Yeah.
You know, his afterburners are unbelievable.
And he's smiling when he's doing it.
Yeah.
He laughs while he's running.
Yeah, he seems to be having fun. He enjoys it. Incredible.
And I know there are rumors all about the Jamaican team, and nothing's ever been proved. People have been trying for years. Nothing's ever been proved. And, you know, until they can show me a test that he's the greatest athlete I've ever, he may be the greatest, he's definitely the greatest track athlete I've ever seen. He may be one of the greatest athletes.
Carl Lewis was pretty good.
Carl Lewis wasn't bad, yeah. That's true. Carl Lewis could do it in the long jump as well. He could do it in the field events.
Yeah.
But Lightning Bolt is just something else.
Yeah, he is.
And number one.
Excuse me, I got something. Yeah. I got to go. I'll be back in just a second.
Yeah, number one comes on the World Series. There we go. Okay.
We can talk about it.
Whoever won the World Series this year, whether it had been Cleveland, whether it was the Cubs, which it was going to be the number one story this year.
Yeah.
Because you had a World Series of two teams that just, everybody, I don't know anybody that doesn't like the Indians. I don't know anybody that doesn't like the Cubs, except Indians and Cubs fans. But, you know, it just, it was an unbelievable World Series. You were there for most of it.
Every home game.
Yeah.
Of the playoffs. Mm-hmm. In Cleveland. It was unbelievable. Unbelievable. The atmosphere, it was just crazy. And especially the last two games. And especially when we were down and Davis hits the two-run home run and we think we're going to. And I've told people that's what makes it hurt even more. We weren't supposed to win. We weren't supposed to beat Boston. We weren't supposed to beat Toronto. And then we're up 3-1 on the Cubs. We think we can win 1 out of 3, surely. And we don't. So, but they're the best team in baseball. They won 103 games. They did the same thing to the Dodgers. They struggled, and then they just blew them out. And now they didn't blow us out the last game. But, it was just an unbelievable experience. I'd never been to a World Series game before. And I got to go to all three playoff series, two home games against Boston, two home games against Toronto, and then the four in the World Series. I was at all four of those. So it was fantastic.
And I think what really drew the attention of the whole sports world was that it was the lovable losers, the Chicago Cubs. I mean, for years, those losers out on Wayland Avenue.
Yeah. Yeah. And going back to the Major League movies
and the Indians, yeah.
The Municipal Stadium. I can't say too much bad about the Cubs because they hadn't won it since what, 1908.
Yeah, 1908.
It was just such a, and then to come back where we were and tie it up and then lose it in the 10th. But they were the better team, and they did it.
And I know something that I would imagine you having been a baseball coach for so many years, you had two great managers.
Yeah.
You got Tito, you've got Joe Maddon, you got two guys that probably are, you probably got the two best managers in all of baseball meeting in the World Series.
I actually thought Maddon had really messed up leaving Chapman in the night before, as long as he did. But anyway, they won.
Cubs win. Just ask Chapman, he'll tell you he did.
Exactly.
But it was an amazing World Series, and was in my opinion the story of the year.
Okay,
I hate to say it.
No, I understand.
But hey, just
kick me while I'm down. Throw dirt in my face. Throw salt in the wound.
But here's the great thing. There's always next year.
There's next year the Cubs are gonna be pretty good too. So
you know what? Beat them next year.
Yeah. Well, I hope so. I hope they don't get there, and I hope we win it. I'm sorry. Should have said that.
This is the Brenham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude, and we are up against it. It is 6 o'clock, and when we come back, more of the Brenham Sports Line, our year-end special here on KWHI Brenham.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Chuck Sievertson. Four children in Amarillo, Texas are dead, others seriously ill after fire officials say somebody tried to wash away a pesticide called Weevilside that had been sprayed under their house. But as it mixed with water, it created deadly phosphine gas. Dispatcher Radio via Broadcastify's website. Mariah Carey's people accused Dick Clark Productions, which produces ABC TV's live New Year's Eve show, of intentionally fouling up her earpiece and sabotaging her performance. The producers say they've been doing live productions for decades, suggesting sabotage is, in their words, defamatory, outrageous, and absurd. In Texas and the South, utility crews restoring outages after bad storms. Meteorologist John Hart of the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma.
We currently have tornado watches running from parts of southeast Louisiana and far southern Mississippi into southern Alabama, the Florida Panhandle, and southwest Georgia.
Donald Trump's been tweeting on various subjects, among the latest on North Korea's leaders saying they're in final stages of developing a nuclear weapon capable of reaching the U.S. The president-elect says it won't happen. Trump's to meet with U.S. intelligence leaders this week to discuss their findings about Russian hacks.
After defending his decision not to condemn Russia, president-elect Donald Trump promised more information about what he knows. His alliance with Russia is a departure from many of his fellow Republicans. Mr. Trump spokesman Sean Spicer.
This president's going to have a relationship with Russia and understand that it's in America's interest to have a relationship with Russia where they don't pose a threat to our national economic interests. That benefits every American.
17 U.S. intelligence agencies have concluded that Russia was responsible for the hacking. Lana Zak, ABC News, Washington.
A collision between two Seattle fire trucks responding to a call sent 8 firefighters to the hospital. No serious injuries, but how it all happened is under investigation. This is ABC News.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There's a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the taxpayer hotline today at 1-800-442-4840. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone. 1-800-442-4840. You'll speak with qualified professionals who will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. And they'll deal directly with the IRS on your behalf so you don't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or are already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. New IRS settlement policies have opened the doors for a fresh start. But hurry, this won't last forever, and your tax problem will only get worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It makes a big difference in who you call. So call the taxpayer hotline today for free information. 1-800-442-4840. 1-800-442-4840.
Black Monday, that time of year when NFL teams begin firing their head coaches who didn't have winning seasons.
Among those now gone, Chargers head coach Mike McCoy and Chip Kelly at the 49ers, along with the team's GM, San Francisco 49ers CEO Jed York, in a contentious news conference with reporters, says the team has to get better after winning only 2 games this season.
Start with a new culture between a general manager and a head coach and do everything that we can to get us back to that winning way.
And the Broncos are saying goodbye to coach Gary Kubiak, but for a different reason. Kubiak and the team say they wish he could stay, but health concerns are forcing him to retire. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Utility crews are repairing storm-related outages across Texas and the South. People who swear could be more honest, say University of Cambridge researchers. Their study indicates that those who use salty language express themselves in an unfiltered way, and people who use the language that comes to mind first are less likely to play games with the truth. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
I'm Noelle Buffum, and this is your KWHI local news update. An explosion caused by foggers damaged Brenham home New Year's Eve. According to the Brenham Fire Department, a call came in just after 12 p.m. reporting a structure fire at 1810 Harrell Road. When the fire department arrived on the scene, they found a double-wide house with the front window blown out. Firefighters entered the home and found the resident was using foggers inside the house. They were set up next to a gas stove, which caused the explosion. Brenham has yet to have a baby born in 2017, according to Scott and White Hospital Community Relations Coordinator Merritt Johnston. Last year, Jorge Martinez and Karina Zuniga welcomed Washington County's first new baby of 2016, Isaac Martinez, on January 2nd at 9:49 a.m. While a baby hasn't been born yet this year, Scott and White staff eagerly await the arrival of the first baby born in 2017. A fatal accident that happened this Saturday at the Lee-Fayette County line is under investigation. The accident occurred on Highway 77 when 2 vehicles collided. While Lee County has confirmed there were 2 fatalities, there's no other details available at this time. According to DPS, the accident report has yet to be filed. And Washington County officials were sworn into office on Sunday during a ceremony at the courthouse. Don Kester, the new commissioner for Precinct 1, is the only first-time official to be sworn in this year. Kirk Haneth, who was in the only other county-level contested race, took an oath for another term as Precinct 3 county commissioner. Eric Berg, who was unopposed in November for a county court at law judge, has been serving in that position since July 1st. A look now at our friendly country weather forecast. Sunny today with a high of 76 degrees. Tonight it's clear skies with a low of 52. This has been your local news update on KWHI, where the news comes first.
Do you know where your beer is brewed? With 12 breweries spread out all across the United States, a fresh Budweiser is closer than you think. You might even say we're America's favorite local brewer. Back in 1876, we had one St. Louis brewery. People seem to like our hometown brew, so we've stayed true to that original recipe. We still use hops we hand-select ourselves. We still use our exclusive Beechwood aging process. We've just got more local brewers now, so we can guarantee fresh Budweisers for everyone. Want to see just how fresh? Download the Track Your Bud app. Then you can retrace the creation of the bud in your hand. Where and when it was brewed, where the ingredients came from. It's Brewmaster. Just enter the born on date on the bottle. It's like taking a tour of your local Budweiser brewery from the comfort of your bar stool. From farm to finish to your phone, get to know your bud. Download the Track Your Bud app or visit trackyourbud.com today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Your regional distributor is Mike Hopkins Distributing. Pick up your favorite Budweiser products at your local retailer.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market in Brenham.
1, 2, 3, 4!
How fitting as we get back. Music from the boss, because I'm here with the boss.
That's your boy. No, you're here with the grunt.
You are the man. You're the boss.
With the B team grunt, but that is your boy, the boss.
You are the boss.
No, stop
you,
it.
You are the boss. Yes, indeed. It is the Brenham Sports Line, Sports Talk with a local attitude, our year-end spectacular. We just recapped the nationwide year in sports, brought to you by Class Care Cleaners, South Mark Street, Brenham, Cecil Meekins, and all the folks. Make sure you look great in everything they do. And Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, proud sponsors of the Brenham Sports Line. And we just took a look back at the top national moments in the world of sports. We're going to take a look at the local, the top local sports stories. But first, just to look back at some of the folks we said goodbye to in 2016. And just a couple of days ago, everything I've ever read about him, never got to meet him, obviously, but everything I've ever read about him, nice guy, good coach, good man. Lavelle Edwards, former BYU football coach, led little BYU to the national championship back in the 1980s. One of the great coaching jobs ever.
Yeah.
Lavelle Edwards.
Now, you do know R.C. Slocum ran it up on him one time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I've heard that story.
Yeah. That's all I'm
saying. Earlier this month, can't hear people say enough good things about Craig Sager, sportscaster.
God, what a shame. What a sad story.
What a phenomenal sportscaster. And, and everybody associates him with the Wild sports coats in the NBA. On the sidelines, you know, interviewing NBA coaches and stuff and having a lot of fun with that. If you look back, 1974, Hank Aaron's home run on the field, interviewing Hank Aaron as he crossed home plate, Craig Sager.
No kidding.
On the field. Was actually the reporter on the field who interviewed Hank Aaron. Probably 30 seconds after he crossed home plate after hitting 750.
I never knew that. Wow.
Yeah. And everything you heard about him was what a great guy he was.
Yeah. And you look at the tweets, and I'm not a tweeter, but you look at the tweets or what I've seen on the internet and the love and adoration that people had for him and players, front office personnel, everybody, came out just talking about how much they missed him, how much they loved what he did, so on and so forth.
Let's see. Back in April, this is one. This is one for me special. Dwayne Pearl Washington, Syracuse, maybe the greatest college point guard I ever saw.
Never heard of him.
Pearl Washington, Syracuse basketball. He was phenomenal. Back on October 9th, the man who won, in my opinion, the greatest fight in the history of pro boxing, Aaron Pryor. Aaron Pryor, former welterweight champion of the world, back in 1982 or 83, defeated Alexis Arguello in 14 of the most brutal but beautiful rounds of boxing ever. Wow. For the welterweight championship, Aaron Pryor beat Alexis Arguello. Still, in my opinion, the greatest fight of all time.
Wow. I've never heard of it.
Yeah. And here's one that hits hard. Jose Fernandez.
Yeah.
It's one of those stories, right? And you hate to say it because it's a cliche, but what a future that young man had.
Yeah. And, I mean, especially after reading the post-rec reports, toxicology reports, it just makes it even more devastating because, you know, you try to warn people about, I mean, it basically it came down to he was distraught over his girlfriend, mm-hmm. had a fight, and he ends up dead. Is it worth it? You know, and you're right. What a great future he had. And what another outpouring of emotion. I mean, from the Marlins players and fans and, you know, D. Gordon hitting the home run.
Oh, that home run was
unbelievable.
Yeah. Anybody that watched that home run D. Gordon hit that didn't just have a lump in their throat.
Yeah. And, you know, I didn't know much about him. I read some articles after the fact that how good he was in the community with young kids and, you know, he was set up to be really good for a long, long time.
On November 23rd, this is one that baseball historians know the name, and it was a man that I got to personally meet, Ralph Branca,
mm-hmm.
the Brooklyn Dodger pitcher. And the reason that this one, means a lot to me, many years ago, my friend Roger Metzger took us to an Upper Deck Heroes of the Game up in Arlington. And after the Upper Deck game, before the Rangers took the field, I got to go in the locker room with the press pass and everything. And the U.S. Open golf tournament was on TV. And I look up, and Hale Irwin is lining up like about a 30, 40-foot putt. And this big hand taps me on the shoulder, and his voice, he's going to make that. He says it breaks right to left, and Hale can make those putts.
Okay.
And I said, really? And I looked. And sure enough, Hale Irwin sinks this. Like, it was the famous putt where he ran around the gallery and was slapping high fives with everybody. And I said, wow. I said, you called that one. And I said, by the way, I stick my hand out. I says, my name is Ed Pothel. And he goes, Ralph Branca. And I was like, I was up. Do you know who you are?
Yeah.
You know, and we talked for about 10 minutes, and he was just the nicest man you'd ever want to meet.
Wow.
And Ralph Branca passed away, I believe about 90.
90, yeah.
In June, lost Buddy Ryan, for good or bad, part of football history.
Yeah.
You either loved Buddy Ryan or you hated Buddy Ryan. But the one thing you got to respect about Buddy Ryan is I don't think anybody that ever played for him didn't love him.
No, you're right. I mean, the players loved him. I'll say this. The defensive players loved him.
Yeah. You know,
offensive players weren't too sure about him.
No, the offensive guys weren't too crazy. But, you talk about those Bears guys, Dan Hampton, Mike Singletary, all those guys just absolutely worship Buddy Ryan.
Yeah. Unlike his son. Yeah.
And then four of the giants of sports. We lost four of people that could be on the Mount Rushmore of sports. June 28th, lost the same day the passing of Buddy Ryan, lost Pat Summitt.
Yeah.
In my opinion, without any, whether men or women, one of the three greatest basketball coaches that ever lived.
Yeah.
I think you look at Pat Summitt, you look at Bobby Knight, you look at John Wooden. I think that's it. That's the pinnacle of basketball coaches right there.
Yeah.
And, I saw a story one time, I believe it was the second or third practice of the year. They were doing a feature on Tennessee basketball, and Pat Summitt was laying on her stomach the whole practice under the basket. And finally, after the practice, the reporter asked her about it, and she said, I do that every year. Second practice, I'm watching their footwork.
Huh.
All I'm watching is their feet. I don't want to see their legs, their arms, their bodies. I don't want to see their faces. All I'm watching is their feet.
Wow.
You know, and that reminded me of the John Wooden, the famous story with the socks. He spent one practice, one of the first practices of the year, he spent an hour teaching the players how to put their socks on so that they didn't get blisters.
Yeah. Wow.
Pat Summitt, the thing with watching them,
watching their feet.
Their feet.
Yeah.
Not looking at their bodies or faces, just watching their feet.
Wow. That's pretty incredible. She was definitely detail-oriented.
And just a phenomenal coach.
Yeah. Yeah.
June 10th, for want of no other way to say it, the greatest hockey player that ever lived, Gordie Howe.
Mm.
You can talk about Wayne Gretzky. You can talk about Mario Lemieux. You can talk about Bobby Orr. Well, I will. You probably won't because you're not a hockey fan. But
no, but you know what?
I was Gordie Howe is the greatest hockey player.
I was a Gordie Howe fan because when I was growing up, you know, I'd never seen a hockey game.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a long story, I'll condense it. When I went to college at TCU, I watched the Fort Worth Blackhawks, the minor league team of the Chicago Blackhawks. And then I get back to Houston to start coaching, and that's when they had the WHL team. And
Gordie
and his two sons played, and we used to go watch them all the time.
Oh, man.
They were the best.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, of course, Gordie Howe has the Howe hat trick named after him. Because you know, a hat trick is what they call it when you score three goals in the game, right? But there's the Gordie hat trick. One goal, one assist, and one fighting penalty.
That's pretty good.
Gordie Howe was maybe the toughest man to ever play hockey.
Yeah. Huh.
And but Gordie Howe passed away back on June 10th. And now the final two, and this is just not in any order of importance, but September 25th, Arnold Palmer transcended sports.
Yeah.
Arnie was bigger than sports.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of special on TV about him, and I learned a lot about him the last few months, and just phenomenal guy.
They said probably one of the nicest men. They said there were guys that would just bump into him, like in a pro shop or something, and he would stop and just talk to them you know, like they were just old friends. I said he was that kind of person. He was that nice. He was that friendly. Yeah. You know, grew up the son of a greenskeeper.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Latrobe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And revolutionized the game of golf. Golf would not be anywhere near what it was today if it wasn't for Arnie Palmer.
Yeah. I agree 100%.
And then, of course, June 3rd.
I'm not in on this one, Doc. I know where you're going.
Yeah.
And it has nothing to do with his boxing skills. It has to do with it earlier in his life.
Now, for me, the greatest boxer I've ever watched in my life, Muhammad Ali.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
Yeah.
I just don't.
I understand the political ramifications.
Yeah, I don't like putting this guy up on a pedestal when he refused to fight for our country and all these other people did, but that's we're not going to get into that. Yes, greatest boxer ever. No doubt about it.
He changed boxing.
Yeah.
And, you know, and later on, after he had gotten out of the game, became kind of an ambassador, would travel around to different countries and did big things. But as far as just in the ring, the greatest fighter I ever saw in my life. I mean, that big, to be that fast, that smooth. I mean, you know, he was 210, 220 pounds, and yet he fought like he was like 150, 160 pounder. He was that fast and that smooth.
Yeah.
But so those are the people that we lost this past year.
Yeah, it's been a tough year.
Tough year.
Yeah. Not just in the sports world, but just in the last month.
Yeah.
Some of the entertainers that we've lost. Just incredible.
Yeah. It's been a tough year.
Yeah.
Been a tough year. Yeah. Now we're going to take a look at the local sports scene real quick. We're going to take a quick break and hear from sponsors and be right back here on the Brenham Sports Line.
So what does a good time sound like? Does it rock?
I can't believe we're right next to the stage. Ah, here we go.
Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go!
Does it include dancing?
To our boy Randy the Bachelor. Let's make this a night we never talk about. Here we go!
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, 3 nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything, but there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. The just right taste of Bud Light. So no matter what your idea of a good time sounds like.
Streaking!
Here we go!
Start it off right with refreshing Bud Light. It's the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Your regional distributor is Mike Hopkins Distributing. Pick up your favorite Budweiser products at your local retailer.
Back on the Brim Sports Line, Sports Talk with a local attitude. And now we're going to shift gears and take a look at the top local sports stories of 2000 and... what year
16.
Did we just finish? 16.
Come on, Doc, it's only January 2nd.
I know, jeez. Yeah. And the party was Saturday night. all right, top sports stories. This is my dozen. Top dozen sports stories. Okay. Number 12, as far as local sports stories.
Okay.
Former Brenham Cub Eric Weiss, 7 RBIs for Altoona in a win August 20th.
Great.
7 RBIs in a professional baseball game. Pretty darn special.
Yeah, it's hard to do, and it couldn't happen to a better guy.
No kidding.
Great young man.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Outstanding young man, and climbing the ladder.
Yeah.
Climbing the ladder.
Hey, he's knocking on the door. You get to AA, and you're there. You're almost there. So.
Number 11, Cubette softball, 26-8 this past year, advanced to the area round of the playoffs.
Yeah. Good job of Coach Maurer.
Yeah, and bigger and better things.
Yeah.
Bigger and better things this year.
That's right.
Looking forward to it. We're getting there. Practices start pretty quick.
That's right. School starts tomorrow.
Yeah, I believe workouts begin. The actual official workouts.
Yeah.
Because nowadays.
Easy, Doc.
No. I'm saying no. Nowadays, everybody's off. They've got their own practice workout plans anyway.
Yeah.
So there really isn't an off season.
Right.
All right. Number 10. Brenham's Meredith Clayton sets the school record at the state cross-country meet, 1850-96. Finishes 23rd, but the time of 1850-96 was a school record for the state cross-country meet.
Yeah.
And Cash Kunkel of Burton finished 4th in the 2A boys cross-country state meet.
The baby, Cash, yeah.
So Cash Kunkel and Meredith Clayton, 10th on our list of local events. Number 9, here you go, Coach. You can get Sidney Wellman. St. Mary's named NCFCA All-American and Heartland Conference Player of the Year. Hit 363 with 16 homers and 65 runs batted in this year.
She's beautiful. Not from an appearance standpoint, from a person standpoint. She is beautiful.
She's great.
She's awesome. She's my adopted daughter.
What a season she had.
Yes, she did. Now, I saw a lot of it, yes.
Yes, you got to see quite a few of those games there, Coach. Number 8, Ryan Mahon, named interim coach of the Blinn Buccaneer football team after the retirement of our friend Coach Thomas.
Coach Thomas, yeah.
Led the Bucs to a 5-4 record, named full-time coach. And amongst his charges, Ernest Patterson, named NJCAA All-American with 68 receptions.
Where is he going? Where's Ernest going?
Not sure yet.
Yeah.
68 receptions, 906 yards in 9 games.
Wow.
So
pretty good year.
Buccaneer football there at number 8. At number 7, we were there. Cub football goes 8-4, comes back after a tough season the year before. Made it to the area round of the playoffs, beat Georgetown 31-28 when Tien Pham kicked that field goal with no time on the clock.
That's when that dadgum play-by-play guy got excited and you couldn't hear anything.
Yeah, you couldn't hear him because the other guy's yelling and hooting and hollering. And as part of that season...
The color guy was going nuts.
I'm ripping myself. And as part of that season, the 43-35 win over Tomball when the Cubs rushed for 608 yards in one football game.
Yeah, I believe that's when Coach Lange was there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. But okay. 608 yards in one game.
Ah, wow.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
Thank you. Had to get that in there. Number six, Cubs basketball advances to the region semifinals, goes 23-6 in the season, and Antoine Lister named TABC All-State.
That's outstanding. Coach King.
Coach King, another great job. Yeah. Another great job. Yeah. Number five on our local list, Burton Lady Panther volleyball advances to the region finals. Eventually fell to Weimer in five sets.
That's
finished
right.
The year 34-7.
And that was a little bit of an upset, wasn't it, when Weimer beat him?
Yeah.
A little bit.
Weimer had been to the state tournament the year before.
Okay. Yeah, so. great year for
the
great year for
Burton volleyball.
Yeah.
Number four, staying in Burton, the Lady Panthers take the UIL State Track and Field Championship.
Yeah.
The 4x100, 4x200 relay teams took the gold. The four young ladies, Monise Patterson, Danielle Briscoe, Larissa Pleasant, and Abby Phoenix, take the gold medal. And Cash Kunkel took the gold in the 3,200 meters for the Panthers.
There you go.
Number three is a tie. Number three is a tie.
Okay.
All right.
So is it three or four?
And these involve two of our good friends and two of the best guys you could ever want to know.
Okay.
Jim Long inducted into the Texas Baseball Coaches Hall of Fame.
Okay. I'm in. Yep.
Tied with
Coach Long.
Leroy Dreyer named ABCA Hall of Famer.
There you go. I'll be there.
And you will be there.
In Anaheim.
Yes.
Actually, in 4 days. We're not what the cold weather is.
Oh, nice. Yeah, you chicken.
Yeah.
But Jim Long and Leroy Dreyer.
Yeah, two great guys, two well-deserved honors of great coaches. Coach Long, a couple state championships, one state championship, but a long record of success here at Brenham High School and in the coaching ranks. And then Coach Dreyer, long, long overdue.
Yeah.
Long overdue.
And two men that are tied for the second best baseball minds I know.
Easy.
Get that off my nose there. Uh-huh. There you go. Okay. Number two on our list of the local sports moments, top moments of the year. Burton Panther football, equals their best season ever. The Burton Panthers got all the way to the state semifinals where they fell to Bremond. That's nothing to be ashamed of. Bremond won their fourth straight
state championship. Was it 49 games in a row or something?
Yeah, something insane.
Yeah.
Or three straight state championships. Bremond won another state championship, but that was the team that ended it. But what a season the Burton Panthers had.
Yeah, absolutely.
This year.
Coach Hody, great job.
All right, and my number one sports moment
Primero
of the year, Burnham's Hudson Smith, two gold medals at the state swim meet in the 100 breaststroke and the 200 individual medley. Double state champion and repeats, I believe, the 100 breasts from the year before.
No kidding. Wow, that's a great job.
Hudson Smith went on to sign with Texas A&M, where he's going to swim next year. With your Fighting Texas Aggies. Thank you. And of course, I knew you were going to enjoy that one because, of course, your daughter was on the swim team.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you spent several nights at the natatorium.
I was involved. At one time,
how about that?
Assistant aquatic director for the.
I know what natatorium means.
I was assistant aquatic director for the Dolphins swim team with Coach Campbell.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, many, many moons ago.
All right. And by the way, honorable mention with that, with Hudson Smith taking the two golds at the UIL state meet, Andrea Jancy of Brenham Christian Academy, just a freshman, took gold in the 100 backstroke at the TAPS state swim meet.
Yeah, we got a bunch of swimmers.
We got some swimmers. Well,
what is that big rain?
Got some fish.
Rain we had back in May. People had to learn how to swim. Yeah.
So there you go. That's our list of the top local sports stories of the year.
You did some work, Doc.
Yeah, well, I got a lot of time on my hands, Coach. I have no social life.
Easy now.
So there you go.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
All right. So those are our top national and local sports stories of the year.
Outstanding.
Did we miss out on anything?
Come on, Doc. I'm just a grunt. I'm just a scrub.
Here we go again.
I got called in at the last minute.
Here we go again.
I had no time to prepare for this. You know what I mean? I mean, it's just, yeah. I don't know.
I'm telling you. One thing I think we did miss, the award for top assistant college baseball coaches of the year.
I don't think there was one they given. not to the guys I think you're talking about.
Come on now, Coach. Nah. Come on now.
Nope.
You got to represent the family there, Coach.
Yeah. Well, no. We'll see. We'll see how they do this year, and then give an award.
Oh, okay.
So what have you done for me lately, right?
Wow.
Yeah.
The sad reality of the harsh world of sports.
That's right.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. All right. Yeah. So anything you can think of that we missed, though?
Not to my knowledge, Doc. That's a pretty good rundown.
Did we cover the gamut?
I think so.
All right. So I think we got it. Sportsman of the year, athlete of the year, sportsperson of the year.
I'm going to let you make that call.
Yeah. I hate to sound like I'm jumping on the bandwagon. I really do, because, you know, usually mine are usually a little different from somebody else.
They
people.
Are. I'll give you credit for that.
I've got athletes of the year.
All right.
And one is one I'm sure you're just going to laugh at, you're going to sneer at, you're going to snicker at. You can snicker all you want.
I'm already snickering, but go ahead.
But dadgummit, Big Poppy, at his age, can hardly walk to put up the numbers he put to have the season he had in his farewell in Big League Baseball. Big Poppy deserves some recognition for that.
Who's your other guy?
Oh, man.
He had a great year. Can't argue that.
I mean, you know, the guy had to get to the ballpark an hour before everybody else to get his feet worked on just so he could get out onto the field.
There may have been some other reasons to get there, but
But actually, my athlete of the year, and I hate, like I said, I don't want to be a bandwagon jumper, but it's hard to beat LeBron James.
Yeah.
You know, because you've got, being with the Indians organization, how desperate Cleveland was for a championship. And LeBron delivered it for a city that, God bless them, they turn out for, you know, and they support their teams, but it's been such a drought.
Yeah.
And he finally delivered him to the promised land.
Well, not only that, but the way he did it, the way he left and was vilified and burning his jersey in the streets, and then he came back and won him back over, and then he delivers. I mean, it's a pretty incredible story.
Yeah, and to lead them from 3-1
to
beat a team that won 77 games last year.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
there are some people that say that the Golden State Warriors put too much emphasis on winning those 77, and they were worn out. But that doesn't take anything away from LeBron. But, you know, they did win 77.
Yeah.
But what a phenomenal. I mean, just, again, to do it the way he did it, to leave, be vilified, to come back and win them back, and then to deliver. And then I wasn't there. They said the parade was off the charts.
Yeah.
You know, just unbelievable.
Yeah. So, my athlete of the year, LeBron James.
Yeah. Good
with
call.
Honorable mention to Big Poppy.
Okay, well, it's been good meeting with you, Doc.
Have you seen the new commercial that he does? He's giving tennis lessons.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's giving tennis lessons. The tennis machine shoots the ball, and he's actually taking a full cut and hitting the tennis ball about 400 feet, 450 feet.
Yeah.
And just standing there admiring it, and he goes, "That's how you play."
That's funny. That's funny. No, I'll laugh at that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But be that as it may. All right. So there we go.
That's it.
We're done.
Another year in the books.
That's it.
And the new one's already started.
That's it. And we've already started. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Already had a couple of bowl games in the books. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
And Black Monday, bunch of NFL coaches fired or retired or.
Yeah. Yeah,
I believe they said there's going to be six openings.
Yeah, there's going to be quite a few, and one of those openings is in Denver. Your friend Coach Kubiak announcing that he's going to take it easy for a little while at least.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, he doesn't ever have to work again the rest of his life.
No.
But I think he'll end up. I don't see him coaching again, and I may be wrong. I see him maybe maybe being in a front office role. And it wouldn't shock me if it happens right now, if they just move him to the front office. But, you know, he had the stroke on the sideline 3 years ago, four years ago, and then this year had to be hospitalized. And it's, from what I've heard, and I haven't talked to anybody, but his family was really pushing him hard to get out of it.
Hey, so. Get himself a nice cushy seat up in the up in the owner's box there with the owners and John Elway and those guys, and maybe you can get us a couple of seats up there.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah. You know.
I got you.
Help
back.
Me out.
I got your back, Doc.
Help a brother out.
I'm working. I'm working. Right. I'm always efforting.
All right. This is the Brenham Sports Line, and our guest tonight has been Coach Kyle Van Hook, and our year-end spectacular. And we'll be back to wrap it up right after this.
Santa has been a very busy man this season, so KWHI 1280 has pitched in and helped stuff stockings, including one big winner.
Well, this is Holly Ryder. Right now, we are in downtown LaGrange at the post office. We're here with Larry Peach. Hey, Larry, how are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much.
You are our grand prize winner. You won $1,000 from KTX 106.
Yeah, thank you all so very, very much.
You're welcome. So do you have any plans for Christmas?
No real plans. The wife's going to have surgery next week. Cataract surgery, so this will come in real handy.
Well, that's great.
I'll splurge a little bit too.
I'm sure. So, how are you feeling right now?
Ecstatic. I can't even, words don't even come to mind now, but I listen to y'all all the time, and I love Trail Boss. I love your show in the morning. We've got radio on all night long, and wake up in the morning with y'all, and can't beat it.
Well, and how about you tell us who stuffed your stocking with $1,000 this year?
Thank y'all so very much. I appreciate it. You don't know how much. Thank you.
KWHI 1280 of Brenham, stuffing your stocking this holiday season.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market in Brenham.
You've been listening to the Brenham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude. The Brenham Sports Line brought to you by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, and by Classic Care Cleaners, South Market Street, Brenham, making sure you look great in everything they do. Thanks to Coach Kyle Van Hook, our guest tonight here on the Brenham Sports Line. And we'll be back again next week with more of the Brenham Sports Line here on KWHI.